You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. 2 years ago, Cap Radio launched a podcast asking listeners to put themselves in the shoes of everyday people, at the center of issues often overlooked or politicized by society. That podcast is called This Is What It Feels Like, and shared stories about being catcalled, losing a parent to suicide, and thriving at the age of 106. Tara Lopez is a Sacramento-based artist and the host of This Is What It Feels Like. Season 2 officially launches today, and this time it is independently produced by Tara. So here's a clip of what to expect.
Stories that span topics from medical gaslighting.
I'm 23. I'm going to die. There's nothing I can do. Like, I haven't been able to have kids. I haven't been married. I haven't finished school. I have all of these things are going through my head of like, wow, I'm not going to be able to do any of this.
To leaving the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay, now what? What do I do? How do I make decisions? How do I make friends? How do I talk to people? What's a hobby? Like, I just didn't know how to do anything, and I didn't know how to even approach starting to do anything.
What 50 years of friendship looks like.
You know, just going through this chapter has kind of been beautiful because everybody reaches out, you know, to support. We all know that when you go through something, you've got a village with your back.
And caring for a dying parent.
Okay, Dad, I'm ready for you to go. Wanting it for him, for his peace. And then being angry at the diagnosis and just be like, all right, if you're going to take him, just take him.
Stories that not only take you inside the experience, but that also help build common ground in the hopes that we can live our lives with more compassion and more empathy. This is What It Feels Like. A podcast that keeps us human.
Keeping us human. Well, Tara joins us now about the new episodes as well as an upcoming launch party on Saturday, May 3rd at Demo Art and Books in downtown Sacramento. Welcome, Tara.
Thank you so much for having me, Vicky.
We love having you. And congratulations. This is a labor of love. And just this little teaser from the trailer, these episodes are going to be amazing. If someone is just learning about This Is What It Feels Like, just remind us how this all got started.
Yeah, so This Is What It Feels Like started as an art installation back in 2017 that focused primarily on catcalling and getting cis men on the other side of street gender-based harassment. And it quickly went viral, got very, very popular, went international, and then the pandemic hit. So I was like, okay, how can we turn this experience into a podcast? And so it's been, you know, we worked with Cap Radio on season one, and now we're here at season two.
Given that you're also known for musical projects like Rituals of Mind, Sister Crayon, when did podcasting become part of your creative world?
Honestly, I mean, I have tapes at 3 years old of me just going around my friends and family asking them questions. Or I had a show called the Tara Lopez Problem Show. I'm 4 years old asking folks their problems and how, you know, giving them advice on how I could fix it. So I think it's always been in my DNA. And so this is just a dream that, you know, I didn't really allow myself to even talk about until a few years ago.
Yeah. And when with this podcast, like you're really focusing on the human experience. And so I go back to 4 year old Tara. It seems like that's always been in you, wanting to understand that.
Yeah, I'm so curious about the world and I'm curious about people. And I think, honestly, doing this podcast just kind of reminds me that it's all worth it in an existential way of, you know, we really all are connected. And empathy is truly what I feel will be needed for these uncertain times moving forward. And so it's just been such an incredible experience being able to navigate the world and understand my world through this.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point because the news cycle can be pretty demoralizing or just relentless. It can be exhausting. Mm-hmm. These topics that you focus on for your episodes, they can be heavy, but at the root of them, you leave with empathy. Mm-hmm. And that is also powerful. It's also uplifting because it connects you to the human experience. For me, it's not a surprise that this podcast was very successful. It went on to win both national and international awards. But why do you think it resonated with so many people?
I think we all know that we have stories to share. I think at the root of it, we can all relate to the human experience, of course, but also we can relate on a much deeper level of maybe either experiencing these topics ourselves or having loved ones that have. To me, it really is all about trying to come to the space and with an open heart, an open mind. And then at the end, just really having listened to someone. I think that's what people want at the end of the day, is just to feel heard and seen. And so this podcast really just talks to everyday people like you and me about their specific lived experiences through their storytelling. And I think people can really relate to that. I think people want authentic, real stories amongst, you know, all of the craziness of today.
I mean, the topics could be endless. How did you hone in on what topics to address for season two?
I asked the community. I went online and asked folks that I know that are fans of the podcast, that are fans of my music, what do y'all want to hear? What are stories that maybe aren't represented necessarily in the day-to-day news? And these topics all came up. And so I really lean on the community for this podcast. I want folks to feel like they're also being heard. And so that was how we kind of narrowed down the topics for season two.
So let's focus on the episodes. We're going to really dive into the first one, which was released this morning on medical gaslighting. But first, let's talk about the other three that people are in for. It'll be released every Tuesday. 50 Years of Friendship. How did this come to be? So a lot of people were messaging you about long-term friendships and the meaning of it.
Yes.
And how special it is.
Yeah, a lot of folks you know, brought up the loneliness epidemic that we're experiencing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, yeah, people are feeling lonely. People want to feel more connected. And it just so happened to be my mother-in-law. It has been friends with 20 women who have been friends for 55 years.
Wow.
And so I sat down with all of them, which was just a feat in trying to, you know, get 20 people together and also recording that. But and talking to them and asking them like some difficult questions about friendship. How do you sustain it? How do you overcome arguments? How do you, you know, disagreements? And it was such an amazing afternoon that I spent with them and just getting to hear, you know, like the ups and downs of friendship and how to maintain that and sustain that. And so that's a really, really special one.
Yeah, I'm 40, but I have some friends that I've had for 34 years.
Wow.
Since first grade, actually a good amount of them. And yeah, friendships are just so important to combat loneliness, for that sense of community. And friend breakups, I think, are the worst.
they really are.
Yeah, they're terrible.
And it's hard, you know, and I think what I really love about this episode is that they kind of express that when you have friendships that last for decades like this, there's going to be moments where of uncertainty within that friendship. It's not all going to be smooth sailing. And I think for me, it was really great to hear, like, okay, when you have disagreements or arguments with a friend, here's how we approach it. It was really, really insightful and just made me look forward to the future.
So the other episode that you focused on is Leaving the Jehovah's Witnesses. How did you land on that?
So I actually grew up as a Jehovah's Witness up until I was 13 years old. And I personally have had to really work through a lot of the trauma going through that experience. And that surprisingly, when we put the call out, we had the most responses for that episode than any other episode, season one or season two, which I was really surprised by, but just goes to show, you know, you never know what people have gone through or experiencing. And so that episode, I interviewed two individuals, and then we got a ton of voice memos sent from all over the world, actually, kind of pepper those in throughout.
And your last one is caring for a dying parent. I mean, that is something that a lot of people go through. How did you decide how to approach this topic?
I have personally had to go through this experience along with many, many friends of mine. And sadly, it's just something that, in a way, if you look at it, it's an experience we're all going to experience at one point in our lives or another. And so I just thought that this, you know, universally, we can all understand this. And we just had so many folks reach out talking about this.
Well, I think because these three threads to the episode, I think a common thread is when you have a personal experience to it, but also a lot of this is dealt with alone or in silence. And I think by putting a microphone to it and letting it blast across the world for people to listen to, it helps combat that feeling of navigating something by yourself.
Right. And I would get so many folks, you know, going through an experience and being like, do you know where I should turn to? Do you have any resources? And I wouldn't a lot of the time. And so this is why the entire podcast kind of came about was, okay, let's create a resource. And so with each episode, we do give national and international resources pertaining to each topic so that hopefully if it resonates with someone, if they want to dive into this deeper, they have the resources to do so.
Amazing. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Tara Lopez, the host of This Is What It Feels Like, who independently produced season 2, which launched today. Okay, so the first episode is medical gaslighting. Let's listen to some of the voice memos that you received about this topic.
And you can literally tell the doctors, I feel like I'm dying. I know that you could help me, and I feel very rational. And they're like, it's a psychiatric thing.
She told me that nothing was wrong with me and that I implied that I had a mental health condition and was exhibiting attention-seeking behavior.
And I actually had the ER doctor tell me I was just a hypochondriac. You are just having an anxiety attack, so you need to calm down. That's why your blood pressure is low and your heart rate's high.
Yeah, I can see how this resonates with a lot of people. Even our first segment today, talking with the founder of a nonprofit for rare diseases. How did you land on this as the first episode for season 2?
Overwhelmingly so. This, along with the Jehovah's Witnesses topic, were, you know, folks in the community sent over. They had their own stories, or they had friends or family that dealt with this. And it was overwhelmingly apparent, like, okay, there is a need for folks to talk about this.
Let's play a clip of the episode that you sent us. It's a small part. I don't want to give it all away. But can you introduce us to the person who opened up to you?
Dominique is a 20-something-year-old who, knew something was wrong and was just being turned away dozens of times by doctors. And eventually it got to the point where she was finally admitted and was told she had 48 hours to live. And she and her sister refused and fought back.
So I started getting sick pretty much as soon as I got home, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And I finally was like, let me go to the doctors after like maybe a week or two of just like feeling kind of like flu-like symptoms. And everybody thought it was COVID because it was 2020. It was during like major COVID times.
Dominique took dozens of COVID tests over the next 2 weeks and was negative every time. So her doctors weren't really concerned and told her that whatever she had would pass. But her older sister studied infectious diseases at UC Berkeley and suggested that she get tested for Lyme disease since Dominique had just spent time working in the woods.
And they were like, oh, it's not likely. It's not likely. My primary doctor told me that I was probably just taking too much Tylenol and that was causing my symptoms. And yeah, I just continuously got worse from November of 2020 to December of 2020 was basically when I hit my like, I could not take care of myself anymore.
For 3 months, Dominique had been experiencing extreme symptoms, high fevers, numbness in her hands, fingers and legs, and rashes all over her body.
It got to a point where I was emailing back and forth with my doctor. Both sides of my family have lupus, and I was emailing my doctors asking for a biopsy to test my kidneys for lupus.
Dominique was told that a biopsy would be overkill. And so instead,
I got an email back saying, we've scheduled you for a COVID test, another one. So I had probably like 40 COVID tests.
Yeah. Okay. So listening to that, I don't know how someone wouldn't feel frustrated for what Dominique was going through. After you listen to the entire episode, what do you hope listeners take away? Because gaslighting, medical gaslighting, can be infuriatingly frustrating.
I hope that listeners feel empowered. I hope that they hear how Dominique and her family fought for her and ultimately saved her life. I also hope that folks also feel seen and heard in their own experiences. You are not crazy. It sometimes it's not anxiety. And your feelings are valid in wanting to understand what's going on. You know, I would hope that folks can advocate for themselves and feel empowered to do so. Yeah.
It's been about a year and a half since season one launched, and that time was filled with a lot of work and dedication and thoughtfulness on your part. How are you feeling now that it's out into the world?
So nervous, so tired, so excited. You know, putting together a podcast is the hardest work I've ever done. It's harder than creating an album. It's harder than throwing an event. I just hope that folks listen and enjoy it and also, you know, want to be a part of it.
So there's four episodes. Is there going to be more episodes or maybe a season three?
Definitely a season three. Already working on it.
Awesome. And I do want to end with your launch party. It's happening in a little over a week, Saturday, May 3rd at Demo Art and Books. Give us the details.
Yeah, so it's completely free. It's going to be, there's going to be a live podcast taping, a Q&A discussion. It's called A Night for Empathetic People. And we're just trying to get like-minded folks together to feel empowered, to share ideas. There's going to be free drinks and snacks, so no reason to not come out.
Awesome. What time is it going to be at?
7 to 9 at Demo Art and Books.
Great. Well, Tara, thank you, as always, for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tara Lopez is the host of This Is What It Feels Like, an independently produced season 2, which launched today. New episodes will drop on Tuesdays, and there is a launch party at Demo Art and Books in Midtown Sacramento on Saturday, May 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. A party for empathetic people. Still ahead, an overlooked group of World War I veterans are getting their moment in the spotlight. We'll get a taste of the new musical, The Hello Girls, which premieres in Sacramento this week. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.